This goes to Dr. Abid, A-B-I-D, Khan, K-H-A-N, fax 989-802-5083, regarding Robert Dombrowski. It's D-O-M like Mary, B-R, B like boy, R-O-W-S-K-I. Date of birth, September 30th, 1962. Dear Dr. Khan, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mr. Dombrowski, who requested this appointment because he had several questions about his stage 5 chronic kidney disease, including fluid overload problems and the resuming his Bumex 1 milligram once or twice a day. He's also been having some urinary stream difficulty, and he wonders if he can increase the dose of Flomax. And we did make a transplant, renal transplant referral last week down to the Ann Arbor Transplant Clinic, and he wondered how long that he will have to wait before they would contact him about starting the process for kidney transplant. He states that he restarted his Bumex because he was getting extremely short of breath. When his weight gets up to about 244, 245, then he starts feeling very short of breath. He can't lay down to sleep, and so he needs to start the Bumex at that time. And he will take 1 milligram twice a day for several days, then backs down to 1 milligram a day, and then tries to stop it completely to see if he can manage this with fluid restriction. When he did see Dr. Fuente December 5th of 2024, he was unwilling to have a referral for AV fistula placement yet. And he currently does not have any uremic symptoms, but if they do develop, he'll require a CVC catheter to be placed if he's going to need dialysis. But currently he denies any nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. He does usually have a good urinary output, but it's very slow. Therefore, he wonders about the Flomax. And he does have intermittent edema of the lower extremities. And medications, I want to highlight Norvasc, 5 milligrams twice a day. He's on Farxiga, 10 milligrams daily. Humalog regular insulin with meals. Lantus is 70 units daily. He has Zofran as needed for nausea. And Flomax is 0.4 milligram once daily. And the Bumex is 1 milligram once or twice a day for edema. Physical exam, the only vital sign he could get today for us was weight, and that was 240 pounds. And labs, most recent lab studies were done 12-4 of 24, and creatinine was 4.66 with estimated GFR of 13. Hemoglobin was 9.5, hematocrit was 27.9, platelets 138,000, normal white count, retic count normal, albumin 3.4, calcium, corrected calcium was 8.6. Ferritin is 80. Iron, 91. Iron saturation is 31%. Sodium, 135. Potassium, 5.1. Carbon dioxide, 18. Phosphorus is 4.9. Intact parathyroid hormone, 338.2. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 5, chronic kidney disease. We did make a referral to Ann Arbor Transplant Center last week, and I did give the patient the phone number so he can contact them also and find out if they've received all of our paperwork and if they've begun to work on getting an appointment for him. 2, hypertension. He will continue all of his routine medications. 3, diabetic nephropathy. He'll continue the Lantus and Humalog. 4, congestive heart failure with fluid overload. We agree that he should use the Bumex as he's currently doing it, 1 milligram twice a day when he gains more than 5 pounds in a week or more than 3 pounds overnight, or if he develops shortness of breath. 1 milligram twice a day for about 3 days, Then drop to 1 milligram daily for maybe 2 to 3 more days, and then try to stop it for as long as possible. And he will continue to restrict his fluids, generally 48 to 56 ounces in 24 hours would be the recommended fluid restriction. 2, benign prostatic hypertrophy. He's on Flomax 0.4 milligram. If you wish, that could be increased. He could take 0.8 milligram a day. So he'll discuss that with you at your next office visit. And the patient has already been scheduled for his next follow-up visit with this practice. And he will continue to have lab studies done monthly. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.